We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud, Sefer Aleph, says the Mechaber. Sudar, Shenosen al Atzavar, B'malchus Eretz Yisrael, the cloth that they used to place over their neck, Shenikar B'arvishid, V'chein Boka, Shahinosen B'sfarad al-Kasveim, P'turim. These pieces of material which they used to put around the neck or on their shoulders is exempt from Tzitzit. The Be'er Halacha lists off a couple reasons why they are exempt, maybe because that is only hala'a, whereas we require levisha, actual wearing, in order to be obligated, or because you don't wear it to protect you from cold or heat, rather you just wear it as an honorable beged, and such a beged does not require tzitzis. The Magen Avraham gives some other reasons why they are exempt. However, says the Be'er Halacha, there are some who are cholik on this, and therefore Yarei Shamayim should round off the corner of these begadim. This is one of the reasons that we exempt blankets, even though they have four corners, from tzitzis, is because of this svar of ha'alah does not require it, only levisha, only wearing it requires tzitzis, but something which you just place on yourself but don't actually wear, like the blanket which you're just using to cover, so that would not require tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan gives this as a reason why it doesn't require tzitzis, because derech asher techaseba says only malbush clothing requires it, but not something which you just cover yourself in. However, the Chazon Ish is known to have put tzitzis or rounded off the corner of the blanket which he used during the day. And the Ephraim Greenblatt quotes that Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer also used to round off the corner of the wool blanket which he used to use. But the Minhag Olam is definitely not to be concerned for this, and we don't round off the corners of our blankets. Sif Yud Beis, Malbushim Shem Mitzrayim HaNikraim Gochesh V'chein Mitangi V'dogosh V'kapnesh V'pandesh V'torgama Afobishem Shem Dal Knafayim Turim. These items as well, even though they have four corners, they are exempt. The Mishnah Berurah gives a couple other reasons why they are exempt, maybe because they don't have the two tzitzis in the front and two in the back, as well. One of the begadim which he's talking about is a jacket which doesn't have a collar. So if you have a jacket which doesn't have a collar, so on the top where we normally have a collar, those actually appear to be two corners. So you have two corners on the bottom and two corners on the top. So this would be four corners. However, you don't have two in the front and two in the back, all four in the front, so therefore they wouldn't be obligated in tzitzis. But once again, the Magen Avraham says this isn't so clear, so it's best to round off one of the corners instead. This also comes up, says the Mishnah Berurah, in a case of a regular jacket where you have an extra piece on the collar area which is in a square form, so that forms two more corners as well. The one time where it is a lemaisa for some people is those people, says the Mishnah Berurah, who wear a kapata. So if the majority of the bottom is open, so you have ruvo pasuach, which would obligate it in tzitzis, and you have the four corners of the kapata, so therefore, according to the Darkei Moshe, it's chayiv in tzitzis, as you have two corners in the front and two corners in the back, and therefore, if one wanted to avoid issues of tzitzis, they would need to round off the corners. The Aruch HaShulchan says that most people are not makbid for this, and the Tzitz Eliezer lists off a bunch of reasons why you would not necessarily need to round off the corners. However, the Mor Yishenim and others say that one should be choshish for this Mishnah Berurah, and if one wears a kapata, they should round it off or sew it up so that it's not majority open on the bottom. The Rama adds the heter that we just saw of Ein Kamvei Masuim Shiyushnaim Lufneim Shnaim Lacharim Mechuvaram Zekin Negezeb Turim. That's true. If you don't have two in the front and two in the back, then we will exempt it from tzitzis. Simin Der Aleph Dinei Chutei HaTzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis. Sif Aleph, Hachutin Tzarech Shiyu Tvuyin Lishman. The strings need to have a tzviya, which is having in mind that they are being done for the sake of making tzitzis. What tivui is once you have the clean wool, then you twist the string, the wool in your finger, in order to form the shape of the string. The Rama as Yesh Machmir Mafil Lenapsan Lishman Vaminag Lahaka B'Nipitz. There are some who say that the nipitz needs to be lishma for the sake of making tzitzis also. Nipitz is the cleaning of the wool. First you clean the wool, and then you take the wool and you do the tivui to form the string. The Rama says the minog is to be mikol and not require nipitz lishma. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason we require tivui lishma is because gedilim tasalacha. We learn from the pasuk that requires that it be done lishma. Some say that includes only from Tviya Ve'elach, which does not require Niputz, whereas others say Niputz is included in this as well. Rav Sternbach as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach say that one does not need to be machmir for nipas to be lishma, because Lamaisa, the Ramah, and others are mekel, so once they're mekel, there's no need to be a machmir. And the Stipler said that even though he was machmir on nipas being lishma, he did not want people to tell others so that they wouldn't think that this was the Ikar Hadin. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, how do you make them lishma? Sheyomar betchilas hativui she'osekin l'shem tzitzis. You should say, when you're doing the tivui, when you're creating the string, that you are doing it in order to make the tzitzis. So it has to be that you actually say it, not just that you think it. If you started the tivui and then you said it, the Mishnah Berurah says that it will not work for that which you already did. As the Mishnah Berurah says that even b'di'eved, one might require saying that it's lishma, and if you just think that it's lishma, that will not help even b'di'eved. However, it's enough to just say it in the beginning because of the rule of kola osa al das rishono osa. Anytime you're doing something, you're doing it having in mind that which you had in mind in the beginning. So if when you start the tivui, you announce, I am doing this lishma, you do not have to constantly be saying it the entire time that you do the tivui. This is definitely true for the piece of wool which you are doing at that moment, and it can even be true for another piece of wool as long as you did not stop in the middle. If you had a hefsek in the middle, you went somewhere else, etc. So if it's that same piece of wool, then the original lishma would still work, but if it's a new piece of wool, then the original lishma no longer works. There is a major machlokas in the poskim of the earlier generations whether doing the tivui through a machine, whether that counts as lishma or not, since a person is pressing the button. It's the same machlokas, it would appear, that exists by using a machine to make matzah, if that counts as lishma. So those poskim who say this by matzah will likely say it by the tzitzis as well. So many are mekel, and one should consult the posek on whether to rely on the machines which make the tzitzis lishma or not.